this is Julie Mather coming from the Albernett gym. All right, we have the regional playing of Albernett versus Northland. We're at Albernett. We've got a good matchup tonight. This is the second round of districts. The winner of this will play the winner of Lisbon versus North Cedar, I believe. And this is still start at 7 o'clock, so you got about 10 more minutes before the game starts. Okay, right now we've got the Northland Lynx on the court warming up. Okay, let's run through the Northland volleyball roster. So we've got Emily Anderson, Ireland Mahoney, Jenna Gallery, Tessa Carl, Paige Doyle, Morgan Bohr, Shelby Mackey, Emma Ware, Sam Anderson, Rachel Supel, McKenna Beatty, Ashley Toll, Gracie Cross, Veronica Johns, Abby Clenworth. And for the Albernett Pirates, we have Emily Overly, Kelsey Yoslin, Maddie Valesky, Cassidy Rose, Kayla McDonald, Kylie Valesky, Maddie Shookman, Brooklyn Osman, Taylor Huber, Lexi Miller, Amber Porter, Kylie Trimble. The coaches for the Northland Lynx is Jennifer McNeil, assisted by Sue Toll. And the head coach for the Albernett Pirates is Alyssa Dirks, with assistant coach Amber Waring. All right, we've got about 4 more minutes left on the warm-up clock. Let's start going through some stats here. So we'll start by looking at the Northland Lynx. I will start with their kill efficiency. We've got Morgan Board leading with a, kill efficiency of 0.1, or not leading, sorry. So point, she has the most attempts though. So kill efficiency, let's go with, I believe, a 0.262 of Abby Clenworth, and she's their setter. And then we have a 0.256 from Ashley Toll. And then, if I'm reading this correctly, I have Morgan Board, a kill efficiency at 0.18. Okay, serves. The aces per set, we have a high of 0.42, and that one is Abby Clenworth. Again, that is a setter for Northland. Let's jet over and get the same ones for the Albernett Pirates. All right, the kill efficiency, it looks like the big kill efficiency is Taylor Huber. She's a senior at 0.352. And then the aces per set, the high we have is 0.42 for Taylor Huber as well. We'll go right over to All right, we have Albernett's assists. It looks like Cassidy Rose, who's a junior, has 456 assists. And that would be, per set is a 5.3. Digs, the digs per set is most by Maddie Valesky. She's also a senior, a 4.66. And we'll check out the Northland assists. On the top is Abby Clenworth at 451. That is assists per set at 6.09. Digs per set with a 2.66 is Ireland Mahoney. That is our libero. All right, again, this is Julie Mather here at Albernett High School, waiting for the Albernett versus Northland postseason. We will go through some of our sponsors. We wouldn't be able to bring this to you if we didn't have them. So we're going to start, well, if I can find my sheet of paper. I'm a little, maybe we won't do that right now. I'm going to have to find that sheet of paper. And it's not here. Okay, we'll come back to that after a little bit, and I will find that. All right, we've got down to Northland is almost done with their on their court. Oh, as I said before, the winner of this game will play the winner of Lisbon versus North Cedar, and we'll definitely keep you in on that. All right, some of the terminologies you're going to hear tonight is, well, for instance, what a libero is. And I said this before the last time when I did it, but a libero is a back defensive specialist. That means she's in the back row the entire time. She wears a different color jersey so that she can see her very easily because she has certain things she cannot do and certain things she can do. For instance, she cannot rotate to the front in the front line. She has to stay in the back. She does get to serve in one rotation. She can serve for one person throughout the set. And then when she comes in, she's not a substitution. She's called a replacement so that she does not get counted against the team's subs. And then she's wearing a different colored jersey because she's not allowed to set in front of the 10-foot line to a hitter. and again to keep her out of that front row. Okay, we're going to have the lineups here soon, and I'll read those out to you so you can hear those. Morgan Bohr for the Lynx. Emily Overly for the Pirates. For the Lynx, Emma Ware. And for the Pirates, Kelsey Yoslin. Sam Anderson for the Lynx. For number four, Pirates, Cassidy Rose. Rachel Supel for the Lynx. For the Pirates, number eight, Maddie Shookman. Ashley Toll for the Lynx. Number 10, Taylor Huber for the Pirates. Abby Clinworth. And number 11, Lexi Miller. Ireland Mahoney as libero for the Lynx. And for the Pirates, Maddie Valesky. And now we're going to pause for the national anthem. All right, so now we have, again, we're going to start here at 7 o'clock. So they're getting ready, so they're still in their huddles, getting their last little tidbits from their coaches. Okay, the Lynx have taken the court. And as we already said already, we've already listed off those, but let's go ahead and go over that. We've got the Northland Lynx runs what we call a 5-1 offense. She has five hitters, and she's the one setter. So you'll see her playing front row and back row as a setter. That allows her in the front row to be able to hit the ball or tip the ball or dump the ball is what we call it, if it's an aggressive one, and which I've seen her done in the past. And we'll let you know what the Pirates will be doing over on their side. Okay, now we're checking lineups, finding out who the captains are, and we're almost ready to go here. Checking for the scores. I will try to keep up on both sides of the side, but I'm not very good at the names on the Pirates, so hopefully as the day goes on or the night goes on, I will have that for you. All right, serving for the Pirates is number two, Kelsey Yoslin. Pass by Supel, up to Abby Clenworth, out to the middle with a pass from Morgan Bohr. Pass from number one, Overly, up to the setter. Number 10 hits a cross-court hit for a kill, Taylor Huber. Looks like Northland defense is a little bit slid over, a little too close to the middle on that one. Need to hug that line. So the Pirates start off with a point. 1-0. All right, number two serving Supel to Clenworth. Back to Sam Anderson at the weak side. Hits it a deep one off of Overly's arms and out. Point North Lynn. All right, substituting in for the Lynx, we've got number six, Paige Doyle, coming in for back row for Sam Anderson, number 11. All right, Doyle back to serve. It is now 1-1. Got Abby Clenworth live in the front row, so that means she can dump, so be careful of her. Looks like number 11 of the Pirates is front row, so she is also live for a setter. Nice serve over and unreturnable. So, I'm sorry, that wasn't number 11, that was number 4. Jenna Gallery is the setter, I believe. All right, so Lynx, point, 2-1. Doyle back to serve. Ace by Doyle. Came off of the libero's arms, went over towards the power side, which is where the setter is not. So a point for the Lynx. Now we lead 3-1 in game one at Alvernette. Doyle to serve. Pass by the libero. Out back. And a free ball over. We got Doyle to Clenworth, out to Power at Bohr. Hard hit right in between libero and the left back, number two. So point Northland. It is now 4-1. Again, our front row is Abby Clenworth on the right side. We've got Emma Ware in the middle and Morgan Bohr at Power. And a deep serve from Doyle. Point Albernette. In for Albernette is number 7, Kylie Valesky. In for the Lynx is number 11, Sam Anderson. All right, serving for the Pirates is Jenna Gallery. Supple to Clenworth, out to Power, Bohr. Hard hit into a block. Emma Ware takes the ball right back over. Hit from 10 into Clenworth, takes it back out to middle. Ware off the top of the block. Pirates come to number 10 on the outside. Hits a kill down the middle of the court, just off the side of one of our blockers. Point, Albernette. Northland is leading 4-3. Number 4, Gallery back to serve. Short serve, Sam Anderson to Clenworth, out to Power with Bohr. She hits a long, hard ball deep, and it still hits the ground. So kill by Bohr. We'll give an assist to Abby Clenworth on that one. And we've got Abby Clenworth back to serve. So now she's back row. She's unable to hit the ball over the net, on top of the net. So she has to be a little more decisive on how she gets those over. Serve by Clenworth is good. Albernette hits a back row drive into the blocks and down on the Northland side. Point Albernette. It is now Northland 5, Albernette 4. Number 8 for the Albernette, Maddie Shookman is now in. Back to serve is Lexi Miller. 10 hits the ball out of Power on Albernette. Puts that ball down for a kill. Point Albernette is now tied 5-5. Okay, we got Lexi Miller still serving. Serve to Anderson. Pass set from Clenworth. Push from Ware from the right side. Out to middle with Albernette. A lefty there in the middle. Dig by Mahoney. Up to Clenworth. Power tip by Bohr. It was more of like a roll shot. She didn't want to hit it hard. There was blockers there. She placed it in a position where there were no Pirates. Northland 6. Albernette 5. Back to serve is Ireland Mahoney. Hard serve down the side. Passing it up. Free ball over. Pass by Mahoney. Up to Clenworth. Nice save by her. Roll shot from Bohr. Pass up to the setter at Pirates. Out to number 10 at Power. Hard hit down to Clenworth. She dug it. Bohr played a nice net ball. Took it over. Now we have a hit from the middle from Albernette. And we had a miscommunication. We had 3 links right underneath it, and they didn't quite get that talked. So point for the Pirates. It is now 6-6. We now have number 10, Taylor Huber, serving for the Pirates. Pass from Anderson up to Clenworth. Back to Bohr at the right side. Pass on the Pirates. Up to the net. Free ball from the Pirates. Sam Anderson to Clenworth. To the middle, Ashley Toll. And they called a double on our setter. So she hit that ball. Didn't click quite cleanly enough for the official. All right. Point. Albernette is now 6-7. Northland is behind. Ace serve by number 10, Taylor Huber. All right, and now coming in, looks like it might be the football guys just got done with their practice, and now they're coming to watch, so the Northland boys are here now. Serve from Huber. Clenworth out to Power at Ashley Tull. Hits the top of the net and goes to the ground for a kill. Northland 7, Albernette 8. Okay, that takes Morgan Bohr to the back. She's now going to be serving. Our front line is now Supple, Tull, and Anderson. We've got a back row attack from Huber, and it hits the ground. We got a hand underneath it by Bohr, but then hits it for the kill. Point, Albernette. Albernette is up 9-7. Number 7, Kylie Valesky is now serving. Mahoney to Clenworth, to Tull, dug by Huber. Net ball, close. We're digging it up. Northland has the ball. Ashley Tull with the hit, and off of their back row. So we have a kill by Toll. Northland 8, Albernette 9. In for the Pirates is number 1, Emily Overly. Supple with the serve. Pass set and power hit by Yoslin. Anderson digs. Clenworth up to the middle for Toll. Rolls that ball over the blocker. They dug it up. Net ball. We got Ireland to Clenworth. Out to Sam Anderson at Power. Dig by Overly. back row hit by Huber, dug by Supel, saved by Clenworth, rolled by Toll. Now we got Clenworth up to middle. Toll goes up again and puts it through the block and down for a kill. Northland, 9-9. All right, back to serve is Supel again. Pass from Huber. Back row attack by Huber, dug by Supel. Clenworth tries to save it, goes outside the antenna on the other side. So Al Burnett, point, 10-9. All right, we got the libero, Maddie Valesky, back to serve for the Pirates. They lead 10-9. Serve to Supel. Clenworth tries to track it down with a save, and back to Supel. It couldn't quite get it over. So really need to buckle down links and get their hips underneath their bodies and get a better pass off that one. All right, going again to, sorry, that was Valesky serve. Clenworth out to power at Sam Anderson. Cross court long shot by Sam. Point, Al Burnett. Al Burnett has taken the lead, 12-9. And Coach McNeil's calling a timeout for the Northland Lynx. All right, that is her first timeout in game one, in set one, sorry. And they only get two a game. We'll go ahead and hit the sponsors here. FJ Krobe Elevator brings you closer to the next market rally with their target contracts. Best of luck to Northland from FJ Krobe Elevator since 1910. McWright Insurance Agency invites you to contact their office in Walker for all your insurance needs. That's McWright Insurance Agency. Call 319-448-4391. The Lynx Pride Booster Club invites you to become involved. By becoming a member, no matter where you live, you can remain active with your continued support. Contact a Booster Club member and find out ways you can help. All right. Time they are back on the court now. So we have, again, Al Burnett has the ball with number three, libero Valesky, serving. Serve is up. Short ball to Supel. Clenworth saves it. Toll goes up for a kill right over top that middle blocker. Point, Northland. All right, Ireland Mahoney flies out. That means that Toll's going to go back to serve, and Ware is back in the front row. So Toll with the serve. Pass from the libero. Set up to their middle number 11. And no touch at the net. It hit the top of the net and fell down. And we got Northland point. It is 11-12. Serve from Toll. Pass up to the setter. Back row attack from Huber. Deep. And that's a point for Northland. It is now tied up, 12-12. Toll back to serve. Pass up. Setter takes it out to power. Number two, Yoslin. Hits the net. Comes back on their side, Northland. Northland takes the lead, 13-12. Front row players in Northland is Anderson, Clenworth, and Ware. Serve from Toll. Pass up for Pirates. Free ball over. Supel. Up to Clenworth, out to power at Sam, over the top of the blocker, hits Overly with the hands and goes out of bounds. So point, Northland, 14-12. We're in set one here at Northland versus Al Burnett. Toll with the serve. Off the hands of 11, Miller, and out of bounds. It looked like they had a miscommunication there between number 11 and number 10. It was a little high for number 11, and then I believe Huber was behind her, and we just didn't quite that communication. So I believe that's what Coach Dirks is going to be talking about, is settling down, taking care of their side of the court, getting those passes up to the setters so they can get a good hit. Now Northland, they're going to try and push this a little bit, try to get as many hits as they can, have more of an offense, they can keep that run going. Again, Northland is up right now, 15-12 in set one. Toll is back to serve. Looks like they're checking on the score to make sure they have that right. All right, thinks they have that figured out. Okay. Each coach has taken a timeout apiece in set one. And they each have one remaining. Toll with the serve. Deep serve. Huber up to Miller. Hit from number Yoslin, sorry. Push tip over from Ware for a kill. Northland, 16. Al Burnett, 12. Okay, it's looking like Northland, just like we played Springville, they had a real nice net games. They're really aggressive on the net, so it's looking like they've kept that alive. Toll with a serve deep. Up to, looks like Huber in the back row, and deep. She hit it just a little bit, behind it a little bit, and too much height on that one. So we got Northland leading 17-12. Toll back to serve. Back to down to Huber. Up to the setter. Up to number 11. And they've called a carry on the Pirate. So Northland 18-12. Toll still serving. Pass from the libero. And push over by Huber. Supel up to Clenworth. To middle to Ware. Hit over to Overly. Back row push from Huber. Supel with the dig. Clenworth with athletic dig, picking it up and pushed it over. We got a dig by Supel again up to Abby. And we have an error up at the net. I believe that was Sam Anderson. The ball was just too low and she didn't really have much she could do with it. So Northland's is really trying right now to turn things around. We got number 2, Yoslin, to serve. Pass from Supel, which was an error on her part, but it went over the net, and then their attacker hit the ball into the net, so that got saved on that one. Northland takes that point, so it's 19-13. Okay, in for Anderson is Paige Doyle, in to serve, and she misses short. Okay, Sam Anderson back to sub in for the Northland Lynx. For the Pirates, Overly's out and Valesky is in. Back to serve for the Pirates is Cassidy Rose, which is their setter. All right, Rose to serve. Pass by Ireland. Not a very good pass. We had to shank, and it was shanked off. We couldn't quite release that. So Al Burnett takes another point. It is now 19-15 with the Lynx leading. Rose still to serve. Short serve. Ware has to take it. Pass over by Clenworth. Pirates power. Huber is going up for the hit off of 2 Northland players and out of bounds. So point with a kill. Huber, that's out for Al Burnett. They're coming back pretty strong. This is 16-19. Rose back to serve. Supel with her hands. Wasn't sure if she should take it. Mahoney behind her. Again, miscommunication. They need to know who's got that ball. So point, Al Burnett. That was an ace serve by Rose. Rose back to serve again. Supel up to Clenworth. Out to power, Morgan Bohr tips it into the blocker's hands and down. So that would be a kill. Point, Northland. It's now 20-17. Clenworth now to serve. Deep serve. Pass on the Pirates. Back row attack on, front row attack, I guess. She's a front row player, number 10, Huber. We dig it up. Morgan Bohr pushes it back over. Middle hitter goes up for it, but they call the setter for a double. So that is Northland point, 21-17. Back to serve is Clenworth still. Deep serve, libero. Passes that ball up. It goes underneath the net, so the setter was not able to get that. All right, Coach Dirks calls her second and final timeout of set one. All right, and then Northland is leading 22-17 on the first set. Let's hit a couple more of our sponsors. DuPont Pioneer is proud to support local communities across Iowa, where they've been with farmers from the word go for 90 years. Contact your local Pioneer sales representative for all your seed and crop management needs, where science with service delivers success. That's DuPont Pioneer. Jock's Gym is the best gym in town, located in the Coggins Center. Call 319-350-4267. All right, we have broken the huddles. Both teams are back on the court. And they're beckoning for serve. And this is Abby Clenworth, still back to serve. Short ball into the net, cross court. Probably trying to hit towards that, where that setter's hiding behind the front right player. Didn't quite make that. Now we got point for Al Burnett. Back to serve is Miller. Serves it deep. Point, Northland. Miller comes out. Libero Valesky comes in. Mahoney flies back to serve. That means that Ware is out and Tull is in. Served by Mahoney. Front hit by Huber, and it's deep. I think she's just a little bit behind the ball, or in front of the ball just a little bit. She needs to get that ball right in front of her. Sorry, so she's getting underneath it instead. Served by Mahoney to Huber. Passing it up to the setter, and hit from Huber. Dug by Clenworth. Pass set by Supel. Roll shot from Bohr. Dug by Huber. Hit by Huber into the net. Northland, point, 25-18. So game one goes to the Northland Lynx, 25-18. All right, so with that game going on, you can notice that Northland started, Albernett took the lead pretty early, but Northland came back and really played those net balls and took care of it. I think both teams need to focus on their passing. That's what both of them are having trouble with, is getting that pass to that setter so you're not running her all over. Again, I want to let you know that the winner of tonight's game will play the winner of Lisbon versus North Cedar. That's going on right now. I'm not even sure where it's at. I wish I could tell you. I forgot to look it up. I'm sorry. So wherever they're at right now, if we have some of their scores, I'll let you know as soon as I can. And so we'll just talk a little bit about Northland's game. It's going really well for them right now, as they've had the first time I watched them play with the Springville, they were always missing some serves. They're definitely picking up on that. They've only had a couple missed serves, but it's only at spots where it's not as detrimental. So they've got some nice runs. I know that Supa was back there quite a few in a row. Tull was back there for a few, and so was Clenworth. So that's really important to get the runs when they do. So now both teams are breaking out into the field, or on the court, sorry. All right. For the Pirates, we've got in the front right position, number 4, Cassie Rose, the setter. In the middle front is number 11, Lexi Miller. Out at power is Taylor Huber. In back left position is number 1, Emily Overly. Number 8 is Maddie Shookman, just flew out for the libero. Number 3, Maddie Valesky. And then back right is number 2, Kelsey Yoslin. I'll try to get better at those names. I've already got picked up Huber. I need to pick up the other ones for you. All right, for the Northland Lynx, in the front right position is Abby Clenworth. She's our setter, so she's a front row player, so she can do quite a bit up there. And we got Emma Ware at middle, Morgan Bohr at the power, Supel and Mahoney to round it out. Doyle takes the first serve and into the net. All right, substituting in for the Lynx is Sam Anderson, in for Paige Doyle. And in for the Pirates is number 7, Kelsey Valesky, and is going in for Emily Overly. All right, so the Pirates take the first point of set 2. And now we have the setter, Cassidy Rose, for the serve. Serves to Anderson, up to Clenworth. Out power, Morgan Bohr. Hits that ball down right in front of their libero, Valesky. She got a hand on it, but it was all she can do on that one. So kill by Bohr. Northland ties it up at 1. Now back to serve is Abby Clenworth. Now she's back row, so she can't hit the ball over the net. Serve up to, for the Pirates, Huber with a drive from the midcourt. Dug by Anderson. Clenworth tracks it down. Pass over by Bohr. Free ball. And I believe they called it outside the antenna, I believe is what his call was. I'm not for sure. So I believe out. North Albernett scores that point. 2-1. Serving is Lexi Miller. Supel gets a hand on it. Mahoney brings the front. Clenworth pays a pass over, and it goes deep. So again, Albernett takes that score. We need those passing, just like I talked about before. That passing needs to be taken care of. All right, back to serve still is Lexi Miller for the Pirates. Pass to Supel. Close to the net. Clenworth saves it. Pass from Huber. Sorry. Rose, and back to Huber for a kill. Albernett gets that point, and it's 4-1. So again, we got to get those passes to the setter so she doesn't have to save them. So let's try this one. Mahoney to Clenworth. A little tight to the net, but doable. Morgan Bohr at the middle. Hits that ball. Dug by Miller. Out to Powerth. Huber hits the ball into the net for the Northland Lynx point. In is a libero for the Pirates. And then Ware and Toll just switched. Okay, back to serve is Mahoney. Passes from their libero. Huber pushes the ball over. Sam Anderson up to, looks like Tull, passes it over. Number 7 hits it back at him, and we have a free ball from our side. So Albernett has the ball. We're taking Rose out to middle, which is your Shookman. Deep ball, Mahoney saves it. We get the ball up to Tull. She tips it over. Albernett's making some nice plays over there. We're back on the Northland side. Morgan Borth, a hit into a block, dug by Anderson. Set from Rose across, Mahoney to McClenworth, tight ball, tip from Toll right in the bread basket. It looked like no one was quite ready for that one. All right, Northland takes that point. We've got a 3-4. Mahoney still serving. All right, libero up to Rose, Huber in the back. She's still front row. She's just hitting from the back row, it looks like. She's in the front row. Morgan Bohr tips it over. pass out to Huber from the power, hits it into the net. Point, Lynx. Is now tied at 4. Mahoney is still going. Okay, pass from the libero up to Rose. Huber hits it into the block of Bohr and out of bounds. So point, Albernett. Score that as a kill for Huber. All right, back to serve is Huber. That means she's back row. She can no longer hit in front of that 10-foot line. Pass from the Mahoney to Clenworth to Tollett at power. Set out from the Pirates, the middle, deep ball. Mahoney saves it. Clenworth up to the middle and Toll hits that ball to the libero, which then hits Huber in the face and goes down. She looks like she's all right. It was real quick and glanced off. All right, point for the Lynx. Back to serve is Morgan Bohr. Ace serve by Morgan Bohr goes off Valesky's arms and off the side for shank pass. Point, Northland. Morgan Bohr with the serve. Pass from the libero up to Rose. Back row attack by Huber. Bohr passes it but takes it out of bounds. Shank pass. All right, kill by Huber for the Lynx, or sorry, for the Pirates. And we've got it 6-6 again, tied up again. We've got number 7, Valesky with the serve. Mahoney shanks the ball deep on our side, and that's a point for Al Burnett. All right, back to serve again is Valesky. Pass by Bohr, up to Clenworth. Toll takes that ball, hits it hard left, gets it right to Valesky, who is just still coming back in. That was a quick tempo on that. That was a good one. So now we got a kill by Toll. In for the Pirates is number 1, Emily Overly. Plays back row for Valesky. Back to serve is Supel. Pass the ball from Overly, from Rose to number 8, Shookman. Dug by Bohr, saved by Mahoney, pass over by Toll. Rose up to your power, Yoslin. Dig by Mahoney. Abby Clenworth sets it up to Toll. Rolls it deep. Rose up to Shookman and out. Point, Lynx. Got a tight battle here. We've got 8-7 with the Lynx leading. Pass by Huber up to Rose. Shookman with the hit and kill. Pirates, point. In for the Pirates is Miller. That means libero is going to go back and serve for them. That is Valesky. I just realized you two Valesky. So how about that? Let's go with Maddie on that one. Supel to Clenworth. Toll rolls the ball in. Huber up to Rose. Dumps it over. Sam Anderson saves it back over. Ball gets close. Ball comes back over the net. Toll tries to hit it back. Miss hits it on her own side. Point, Pirates. Okay, I'll try to get better at the Valeskys. This is Maddie versus Kylie. Okay. Serve from Maddie Valesky and out. Point, Northland. Mahoney flies out. Ware comes in. That means Toll's going in the back row to serve. It's 9-9 in set 2. Huber up to Rose. Back row to Huber. Pushes the ball over. Toll takes their hands. Clenworth takes it to Sam. Sam up and over. Takes it to Overly. Saved by Rose. And Miller takes it over. Tip by Toll, and we're going out to power with number 2, Yoslin. Dig by Toll, pass by Anderson, and Ware couldn't take care of that one. It tipped right on down in front of her. Point, Pirates. Pirates have taken the lead, 10-9. Back to serve is Yoslin. Pass by Supel. All right, so last time I talked about with their passing is that they didn't quite have their hips underneath. This time she had her hips too far back, so she was not centered. She was going backwards. Real hard to connect it that way. So it went off of her hands, her fingers, instead of her wrist. So point for the Pirates. Bohr with the pass. Clenworth with the set to Ware. Hits it into a block. Tries to dig by Clenworth and hits the ground. Point, Pirates. All right. McNeil will take her first timeout of set 2. We'll take a chance here real quick to go over some of the run through your list of sponsors real quick. The Lynx Cast is brought to you by F.J. Krobe Elevator, Mick Wright Insurance Agency, the Lynx Pride Booster Club, DuPont Pioneer, and Jock's Gym. Again, if you're just joining us, this is Julie Mather here at the Albernett High School. We have the Northland versus the Albernett Pirates. This is the second round of postseason. And we have Northland took the first game 25-18.
Right now, Al Burnett is ahead with 12-9 in set two. Back to serve is Kelsey Yoslin. Pass by Bohr, close to the net. Abby tries to save it. Manderson picks it up. Toll takes it over. Rose out to a power of Huber. Hits into the block of Ware and down. Kill by Huber. That's 13-9. Pirates over the Lynx right now. Back to serve again is Kelsey Yoslin. Pass by Mahoney. Clenworth up to Morgan Bohr. Ware takes it with the pass over. Rose out to Huber. Rolls it over. Bohr to Clenworth. Out to Sam Anderson. Tips the ball. Picked up by Overly. Set by Rose. Hit by Huber. Dug by Morgan Bohr, but over the net and out. That was a hard hit ball she received. That was a nice job of her. We just need to get that a little higher in the middle of the court so we can take care of that. Point, Pirates. Pass by Supel, up to Clenworth, back to Sam Anderson on the right side. Pass by Overly, up to Rose, out to Huber. Hits into the block. Rose takes the ball and dumps it. Huber takes it. Rose out to Huber at power. Over and down right in front of Supel. She got a hand on it, but couldn't get that ball up. So very scrappy on both sides. They're both being really aggressive on picking up those balls and not letting him hit as well. The only ones hitting down are the real hard hit ones. All right, to serve is the Pirates. Supel to Clenworth, to Morgan Bohr in the back row. Rose out to Huber into a block and on the Lynx side. Point, Al Burnett. Al Burnett is leading 16-9 in set two. Yoslin is still serving for the Pirates. Mahoney up to Clenworth, back to Sam Anderson. Overly to Rose, out to Huber. Hit into the block, and Mahoney gets a hand on it, but couldn't do anything with it. Point, Pirates. All right, McNeil from the Lynx has taken her final timeout of set two. Right now, the Pirates are up 17-9. So again, we talked about that passing, making sure we can get that ball up to the setter. If we can't get that pass up, then the set doesn't have that all the tempo offense. She needs to be able to hit her power, middle, and weak hitters. And right now, we're just not able to do that with the Lynx. So we need to, I'm assuming it's probably she's talking about that and about composure, making sure we control that ball and making sure we're on offense. Okay, so she's telling them right now to get their hips underneath them and to get ready. All right, Pirates have broken their huddle. They're ready to go. Lynx are now broke theirs. All right. Still have Kelsey Yoslin back to serve. All right, and here's the serve. Pass by Mahoney, up to Clenworth. Middle to Ware. Hits the tape, rolls over. Rose digs it. Huber pushes it up. And Miller with the push. Supel up to Clenworth. Out to power Sam Anderson into the block of Miller. Dug the ball up and over. Pass from Overly. Supel close to Abby Clenworth. Close the net. She dumps that ball with a back set right on that line on the Al Burnett side. So that would be a kill. Assisted by Supel, even though it was a pass. All right. Next, we have point for North Lynn. There's 10-17. Sam Anderson is back to serve and into the net. Normally, I think Paige Doyle comes in for her, but she was struggling a little bit, and so they decided to leave Sam in, and then she missed that serve. So McNeil's probably trying to figure out what she's going to do with that next serve. All right. Pirates with the serve. Rose. Anderson to Clenworth. To Bohr. Hits the ball deep off of Maddie Valesky's arms and out. So point, Lynx. Clenworth is going back to serve. It is 11-18. We've got Ware, Bohr, and Supel in the front row. Ace serve from Clenworth. Again, we have a miscommunication there. It's hard for Huber to take that deep ball from the front row, so she didn't quite know what to do with that, so I think they're going to figure that one out in the next one. Clenworth back to serve. Same spot. This time Huber takes it. Rose takes it up to Huber in the middle. Through the block. Clenworth digs the ball, but it goes off the court. Supel tries to go get it and couldn't track it down. Point, Pirates. That takes Maddie Valesky out. And I believe Mandy Shookman in. All right, Miller misses her serve. Point, Lynx. Maddie Valesky back in. Mahoney is now serving for Ware. That puts Tull back in the front row. Pass by Valesky. Rose passes to Huber. Deep corner behind the setter and kill by Huber. All right, point Pirates. Pirates are up 20 to 13. Huber is now in the back row, so she can't do as much hitting as she wants to, but they still set her in the back row. And that is an ace serve, hits the top of the net, falls over. It's called a let serve. Sam Anderson made a valiant try at that, but it just couldn't quite reach it. Point Pirates, 21-13. Huber back to serve again. This time it didn't quite go high enough, so net serve. All right. Point for the Lynx. Bohr is now back row with the serve. Sam Anderson's in the power. Toll's in the middle and Supple's on the right. Pass by Huber. Up to Rose. Back row attack by Huber. Top of the net and down on her own side. Northland, 15. Alburnett, 21. Morgan Bohr back to serve. Pass by Huber. Up by Rose. Maddie Valesky sends the ball over. Clenworth takes the first ball. Bohr has to take the second. And Sam Anderson had to really move to get a hit off of that, and it went in the net. Point, Pirates. 22-15 for the Pirates in set two. Kylie Valesky. Supple up to Clenworth. Toll takes that middle hit through the blockers and to the ground for a kill. Substituting in for Al Burnett is Emily Overly for Kylie Valesky. Back to serve is Supple. With Supple in the back, that means that Abby Clenworth is back in the front. Sam Anderson and Toll still in the front. Served by Supple. Pass by Valesky. Rose up to power. Really close. Dig by Supple over the net. Shookman takes it over. Now we got Toll takes it over. Free ball from Rose. Pass from Supple. Up to Clenworth and Sam Anderson at power. Deep to Huber. Up to Rose. Out to Yoslin. Tip. Dig by Bohr, pass by Supple, drive by Mahoney. Rose dumps the ball. Sam Anderson's right there to hit it right back at her. Rose now picks the ball out to Huber. Dug by Bohr, set by Clenworth. Toll slider hits that ball to the slide, goes out of bounds, but they call Alburnett on a net violation. That is a Northland point. Northland's catching up 17-22. We're in set two. Supple down to serve. Huber, close to the net. Toll up with a net play. She was straight up. It's legal for her to go up and touch it on her side of the net as long as it's on top of the net. So I believe she got a nice little touch on it and blocked that ball down. Point Northland. Supple with the serve. Valesky to Rose. Out to Yoslin. Dig by Bohr. Pass from Clenworth. Toll hits the ball into the net. Point Pirates. That's 23-18. Pirates are up. Number 11, Lexi Miller, is now in for the Pirates. And number 8, Shookman, is out. Valesky with the serve. Supple with the pass. Hit from Toll. Pass by Maddie Valesky. Power back row attack from Huber and in the net. Point Northland. All right. In for the Lynx is Ware. That means Mahoney's coming out. Toll is now serving. 19-23. Serve from Toll. Pass from Kylie Valesky. No, I'm sorry. That was Overly. Pass by Bohr. Toll sets the ball over. We push it over. Rose out to the middle of Miller. And they call, okay, Ware went up for the block and got the net on the way down. So they call that a point for the Pirates. All right. Now for the Pirates, back to serve is number 2, Kelsey Yoslin. Pass by Mahoney. Close at the net for Clenworth. Ware takes it over. Overly to Rose to Huber. Dig by Supple. Almost all the way up to me. Point Pirates. All right. Pirates take set two, 25-19. We're going to the third game. So now we've split one apiece. And they are pretty darn close. Again, the first game is 25-18, and the second game is 25-19. So it's a difference of the runs they get. I know we had quite a few serves from, I believe, Yoslin had a nice little run. And trying to think who the other one was. I can't think of the other one. All right, for Northland, we had quite a few streaks back there. Clenworth with Mahoney. I know that Bohr was back there for a while, Supple. So the serving's getting is getting more aggressive as we go. Again, that passing and keeping their teams in sync is really important. Let's hit those. Sponsors again, let's go to FJ Krobe Elevator, McWright Insurance Agency, the Lynx Pride Booster Club, DuPont Pioneer, and Jock's Gym. Again, remember, the winner of tonight's game from Albernette versus North Lynn will play the winner of Lisbon versus North Cedar. And as I'm checking, I keep checking in to see if we have any more scores for you, and I don't have any. All right. Actually, I think I do. Let me see if I can scroll up on this and find you the ones that you're interested in. All right, Regina, 26-24 in the first set. New London takes the second set from Moulton, 25-13, and now leads 2-0. Wapello leads in the second set, 18-10. Waco, 9. Notre Dame, 3. New London wins the first one over Sigourney, 25-13. Holy Trinity defeats Moulton in game one. We already said that one. Okay, so I'm going to go back up here, see if you can find some other ones. All right. Set three is Yoslin for serve. Ware takes it over. Dug by Overly. Rose to Huber and hits. Bohr gets the dig, but it hits the ceiling and comes back down. So point Pirates. They took the lead. 1-0. Served by Yoslin in the net. Point North Lynn. All right, back to serve is Sam Anderson. Deep serve from Sam. Subbing in for Albernette is number 7, Kylie Valesky, in for Overly. Back to serve is Rose. Sam Anderson with the pass. Over the net, Huber goes up and battles Clenworth. She hits the ball right into Abby's hands and right down to the floor. Point Pirates, 3-1. Rose back to serve. Pass by Supel. Close, Abby to the net, takes it to Ware, up and over. Rose digs it across the court, across the net. Sam to Clenworth. Morgan Bohr deep, one position. Huber takes the ball and pushes it deep off Supel's hands. Sam tracks it down. Supel takes that pass over. Miller passes it up. Maddie Valesky passes it out to Power, and it goes in the net. Point, Lynx. Back to serve now is Abby Clenworth. All right, deep serve to Huber. Up to Rose, middle Huber, hits a block of Ware's hands and comes down in front of her. Point, Pirates. Back to serve for the Pirates is Miller. Dug by Supel, Abby to a quick set to Bohr, tips it over. Dug by Shookman, hit by Huber. Nope, I'm sorry, that was Yoslin, not Shookman. But hit by Huber off of a Lynx, and point, Pirates. Supel to Clenworth. Morgan Bohr at the middle, hits it into the block, dug by Huber, and they call it a carry. So Lynx, 3-5. In for Ware is Tull. Mahoney back to serve. Hard serve to Libero. Up to Rose. Back to Huber at right side. Hits off the block and down. Abby Clenworth tries for the dig. Can't quite get it. Point Pirates. Back to serve for the Pirates is Huber. Dig by Bohr. Up to Clenworth. Out at Power to Tull. Goes, hits the blockers and goes on their side. They pick it up. Dig by Mahoney. Clenworth out to Morgan Bohr. Dug by Libero. Out to Yoslin and back and out. Point Lynx. Back to serve for the Lynx is Morgan Bohr. All right, dig by Bohr. Clenworth to Ware. Hits the Libero as it's going out of bounds. Point North Lynn. All right, we now have 5-6. North Lynn is trailing. Served by Bohr, dug by Huber. Rose, back row attack to Huber. Hits the ball down, Abby digs it. Supel takes it up. Tull takes into a block, tries to dig it out. Sam, not quite there. It was a nice block by Shookman, I believe, on that. Point Pirates, 7-5, Pirates leading. Kylie Valesky, pass by Mahoney. Sam Anderson tries to take it over, goes through her fingers. Point Pirates. Again, Kylie Valesky back to serve. Short serve. Mahoney to Clenworth. Mahoney drives it over. Huber up to Rose. Out to Yoslin. Pass by Bohr up to Clenworth to Sam Anderson. And might have got a block and straight down. Not for sure if hit the net or if it hit the block. So point Pirates. Net serve from Yoslin. Back to serve for the Northland Lynx is Supel. North Cedar beat Lisbon in the second game, 25-16. All right, off the block of Tull. Shookman takes the ball into the net, so point North Lynn. It says that the North Cedar won 25-16 versus the Lisbon in game two. I'm not sure who took the first one, so I'll see if I can find that out for you. Supel back to serve, pass by Huber, up to Rose, out to Yoslin, Bohr digs, Clenworth to middle at Tull, Overly digs it, Rose back to Huber in the back row, Bohr digs, Clenworth out to Sam Anderson, hits the block, Tull digs it, Clenworth up to Tull, and hits that deep right corner for the kill. Point Lynx. Lynx are down 8-9. Supel to serve again. Pass by Huber. Up to Rose. Back row set to Huber. Hit to Supel. Digs it up. Clenworth tracks it down. Takes a nice hill. Puts it up for Tull. Maddie Valesky up to Rose. To Maddie Shookman. And a kill. Morgan Bohr got a hand on it. They're a little confused on whose ball that was. So they're trying to figure that out. Looks like they have it. All right. Pirates lead 10-8. Maddie Valesky with a serve. Supel takes, passes the ball over. Yoslin to Rose to Yoslin off of a block. Abby digs. Supel takes it up and Tull over. Rose tries to dump it. Sam Anderson throws an arm up, pulls it up. Supel saves that and we pass it over from Tull. Yoslin takes a hit. Dug by Supel. Abby sets it up to Tull and it's deep. Northland is trying to call for a touch, and we're not seeing that call. So Pirates get that point, 11-8. Maddie Valesky to Supel, Clenworth to Tull, hits the ball into the block. I think she tried to block it, but I think that was more of an attack on that one, and then a pass. They'll call her for two hits, and that was Miller at the net. All right, in for the Lynx is Ware. Out is Mahoney. That means Tull is serving. Net serve. Point for the Pirates. Pirates are up 12-9 in set three. We're at one game apiece. Bohr picks it up. Clenworth back to Sam Anderson at weak side. Hits the ball over to Overly. Miller takes the set. Huber passes it over. Bohr to Clenworth. Out to Sam Anderson. Hits the ball to Maddie Valesky. Rose up to Huber in the front right. Bohr up to Clenworth. Middle, Ware hits it to Overly. Huber takes it up and over off of Morgan Bohr's arm. Again, they had the same problem they had against Springville. That left back is pulled in too far in the middle of the court. She's really got to hug that line when the power is hitting, especially at that sharp of an angle. So they really need to fix that defense in that back left position. Pirates with a serve with Yoslin. Bohr to Clenworth. Emma Ware digs it. Hits the ball into the block. Sam Anderson digs it up and sends it over. Huber with Pirates with a fake from Lexi Miller. I'm not sure if Northland, that was a really quick tempo. I don't think Northland was ready for that. All right. Looks like Northland Lynx are going to call their first timeout of set three. Again, want to remind you that we are one game apiece between Albernette and Northland, so we're definitely going to go to four for sure. All right. Let's see if there's any new scores for you. We have Waco leads Notre Dame 24-23. Highland wins game two, 25-13 over, I believe, Linmar. All right, I still don't see an update. I'd like to see if I can find another score off of that Lisbon versus North Cedar since the winner of that plays the winner of this game. All right, looks like McNeil's trying to get her team fired up. They liked something she said, so now they're getting ready to break their huddle. The Pirates are already on the court. All right, we're back to play. Again, Albernette is leading 14-9 in set three. They are one set apiece. Pass by Bohr. Clenworth back to Sam Anderson. She'll pass it over from the weak side. Pass by Maddie Valesky up to Rose, out to Huber. Hit to that left back position, and Morgan Bohr takes it off her arms. Again, she needs to take that extra step over, getting close to that line. I think that's what her coach is trying to tell her. Get squared up and pass that ball. Back to serve is Yoslin still. Supel up to Clenworth. Middle to Ware. Touch. Oh, maybe not. I'm not sure. They thought it was a touch. They're asking, and they're not getting a touch, I don't believe. Okay, so it looks like it's out deep, and that's the Pirates. Serve. All right. Pass by Supel. Clenworth out to Ware in the middle. hits the ball down, hits Overly on the arms, and shanks out of bounds. Point North Lynn. All right. In for the Lynx. That's Paige Doyle in for Sam Anderson. And here's her serve. Maddie Valesky to Rose to Huber. Okay, hits. Looks like Mahoney was ready for that one, but Supel read it, and she's just reacting and got in front of it. So it looks like we need, again, call that ball out in movement. So Lynx just need to come back together and work it out. All right, Pirates have that point at 17-10, and we've got Rose for the serve. Anderson with the dig. Clenworth up to Ware. Hits that ball over real nice and easy. Off of a Pirate sleeve, and point for North Lynn. She glanced that ball instead of hitting hard and hit the top of the net and rolled off and then hit some of the arms as it went out of bounds. So point North Lynn. That takes Abby Clenworth to the back row for the serve. Huber. Maddie Valesky. Rose sends it over. Mahoney to Clenworth. Out to Morgan Bohr, hits the ball down, hits Maddie Valesky, digs it up by Maddie Valesky, sends it over. Now Ware's coming back, and out of bounds. Point 18-11. All right, in for the Pirates is number 8, Shookman. Back to serve is number 11, Lexi Miller. Pass by Supel, real nice pass, Clenworth. Morgan Bohr hits the ball into the block and net and goes in on the Pirate side. So point, North Lynn. Looks like that got a little more spirits back into the Northland Lynx. Let's see if they can carry this into a nice little streak. They're down 12-18 in set 3. Mahoney serves to Huber, to Rose. Back row hit drive from Yoslin. Dig by Mahoney over the net. And they got that ball pushed back over. Clenworth to Supel, to Tull. Dug by Rose. Set from Yoslin. Hit by Huber. And called out, but had a touch, so Pirates point. All right, back to serve is Huber. Pass by Mahoney. Clenworth up to Morgan Bohr on the right side. Rose up to Kylie Valesky. Hits the ball from Yoslin and falls in on the Lynx side. Point Pirates. The Lynx take their final timeout of set 3. The Lynx are down 12-20. Again, we're playing sets to 25. Northland took the first game 25-18. Albernett took the second set 25-19. And let's check out some scores here. All right, Springville 22, IMS 22, Springville 25, IMS 22 in game 2. Orioles lead the match 2-0. Next is West Branch 25-15 in the second set. They're tied 1-1 for sets. Waco won the second set 25-21. In the third set, Wapello leads 16-10. All right, both teams have come back to the court. We got the Pirates serving with Huber. Pass by Bohr. Clenworth out to Power with Toll. Hits the ball down on her own side. Just a miss hit. All right, point for the Pirates. 21-12, the Pirates are ahead. Serve from Huber. Pass by Mahoney. Tight ball. Joust at the net. That would have been Shookman versus Tull. Shookman took that ball right into the awaiting Tull and got a kill off of that, got a block off of that. So point North Lynn. Bohr to serve. Overly with the pass to Rose. To the middle of Shookman into the block of Tull for the point. Northland is 14, Albernett 21, Bohr to serve. Overly passes up. Rose takes the ball to Maddie Valesky, pushes it over. Clenworth to Supel to Tull, deep. Huber up to Rose, takes it out to Yoslin, blocked by Tull, picked it up by Tull, and pushed over by Supel. And it hit Rose and went out of bounds on their own side. So point Northland. Bohr still serving. Pass by Huber. Rose to Shookman into the net. Point North Lynn. Timeout called by Coach Dirks of Albernett. That is her first timeout of the set. So the Pirates still have one timeout remaining. The Lynx don't have any. We have Lynx are 16 to 21. They'll have the serve when they come back out. Let's run through. FJ Krove Elevator brings you closer to the next market rally with their target contracts. Best of luck to North Lynn from FJ Krove Elevator since 1910. All right, back on the court. Morgan Bohr with the serve. Deep to Overly, up to Rose. Back row attack from Huber. Hits a block of Toll, dug by Clenworth. Pass set by Supel, hit by Toll, dug by Maddie Vleski. Up to Rose, hit from Shookman, dug by Bohr, set by Clenworth, hit by Toll. And pushover from Rose, pass from Bohr, up to Clenworth. Toll gets a kill. North Lynn, 17. Alburnett, 21. All right, looks like North Lynn's starting to get a real nice offense going on. They're getting confident, helping each other out here. Morgan Bohr at the serve. Huber to Rose. Out to Yoslin. Dig by Bohr. Clenworth to middle of Toll. Rolls it to deep one where the setter usually is. Rose digs it up. Out to Yasmin off the block of Toll. Clenworth the pass. Supel with the set to Toll for a kill. So assist that one to Supel. And Toll gets a kill off of the setter, rolls off her shoulders and into the stands. Point North Lynn, 18-21 of set three. Morgan Bohr at the serve. Pass from Overly. Pass set from Rose. Push over by Shookman. Dig by Bohr. Hit by Toll into the block, and the Pirates are still alive. Pass from Mahoney. Clenworth out to Sam Anderson at power. Missed hit over, and Shookman digs it. Shookman takes that ball over. Clenworth has a quick set to Supel, back to a block of Yoslin, back over, Bohr digs. Clenworth to Toll with a kill. Point, North Lynn. It's 19-21. All right, Morgan Bohr with the serve. She's got a nice little jump serve there, a nice little hop at the end. Maddie Valesky up to Rose, to back row Huber, rolls a shot to Clenworth. Supel sets the ball to Toll, hits off the hands of Huber and out of bounds. Point North Lynn. It is now 20-21. Bohr to serve. Pass by Huber. Rose out to power of Yoslin. Dig by Bohr. Clenworth to set. Toll hits almost into the block, hits the net, and rolls off onto the Alburnett side for a kill. So she's going around the block. She's going through the block. She's really on fire right now. I think she's got this North Lynn Lynx crowd super excited right now. All right, let's see if we can keep that through the timeout, because I know that Coach Dierks is trying to call that timeout to break that streak. So she'll be telling her girls to make sure they get the passes up there. They're getting a lot of pass sets from their setter because they're making her run all over, and then she can't get a nice hit or a nice set up to the powers or her middle. All right. So both teams have taken their two timeouts of set three. Again, we are tied one game apiece for each team. All right, back to the court. We've got Morgan Bohr back to serve. It is 21-21. Huber with the pass. Rose to Yoslin. Dig by Bohr. Pass to Clenworth. Toll with a middle hit and in on the line. Again, it looks like their left back was pushed in a little more like North Lynn's been doing, so they really got to hug that line if they want to pull. All right, Point North Lynn, they take the lead, 22-21. That might be their first lead of the game. Bohr to Huber. Rose to Shookman. Dig by Mahoney, saved by Bohr. Supel takes it over. Maddie Vleski up to Rose, and Shookman hits the ball into Toll. Kylie Valesky digs that ball, but then into the net and then digs it again. So that's two for her. Point North Lynn, they lead 23-21 in set three. Morgan Bohr with the serve. Kylie Valesky with the pass. Rose to Huber in the back row. Dig by Clenworth. Set by Supel. Hit by Tull in the block. Dug by Shookman. Saved by Rose and over and in on the North Lynn side. So they've broken that streak for North Lynn. It is now 22-23. Kylie Valesky is back to serve for the Alburnett Pirates. Pass by Bohr. Set from Clenworth to Toll. Hits hard to Maddie Valesky. Dug. Rose pushes the ball over, Tull blocks it, then passes it. We get a free ball over. Now Yasmin hits the ball into the block of Tull, goes back up and jousts with Tull and loses. And then we have hit again to Supel. She saves it on her side. Back on Pirates. Pushed by Huber, dug by Klenwer. Supel saved it, and then I believe they're going to call four hits on Northland. I think it actually might be a two-hit on Tull, but it was too many hits, that's for sure. All right, so Albernett ties it at 23. Kylie Bleski the serve. Morgan Borth her hands. Klenworth up to Tull into the block of, if I can see her number, I think it's Shookman. Into the block of Shookman for the point Pirates. 24-23, tight game here in set three. Kylie Valesky back to serve. Pass by Mahoney. Klenworth out to Sam Anderson at power. There's really no block. She went up and over. Valesky to Maddie Valesky. Free ball over from Yoslin. Dig by Mahoney on the ground. Supel pushes the ball right behind the blocker. And net call on Albernett Pirates. Point North Lynn, 24-24. Kylie Valesky comes out for the Pirates, and in comes Emily Overly. Serving is Supel. Overly passes to Rose. Rose to Shookman into the hands of Tull and off to the side. She didn't quite get herself centered over top that block, so that is a point for Albernett. It is set. Point. Okay, we got a fly in. We got Maddie Valesky serving, so that means that Miller's back in and Shookman's out. Served by Valesky. Mahoney passes to Klenworth. Emily Tull with the hit to Valesky. Sets to Rose, out to Yoslin. Mahoney, Klenworth, out to Sam Anderson at power. Dig by Maddie Valesky. Huber passes up to middle front to Miller. Dig by Mahoney, nice dig. Klenworth up to Tull. Block into Yoslin. No, Miller. Dig by Yoslin. Rose to Yoslin into the block of Ashley Tull. And for the point, Northland. That was a very nice. Tull is really coming in. This is a great time for me in the front row. With that being said, now Ashley Tull goes to the back. Emma Ware comes in and is now 25-25 in set three. Tull is serving. Overly to Miller. Back row to Huber. Dig by Tull across the net. Overly up to Rose. Out to Miller in the middle. Tull to Klenworth. To Emma Ware. And looks like it's just missed out of bounds. So Pirates point. They lead 26-25 in set three. Back to serve is Yoslin. Pass by Mahoney. Klenworth takes it up to Emma Ware. In towards the breadbasket. Dug by Rose. Yoslin for the back row drive and misses it. Point North Lynn. 26 apiece. Paige Doyle in to serve for Sam Anderson. Front line is Klenworth, Ware, and Morgan Bohr. Front line for Pirates is Rose, Miller, and Huber. Pass from Overly over the net. Morgan Bohr goes up for the block and keeps it from her side. Point North Lynn. Northland is up 27-26 in set three. Paige Doyle for the serve. Pass by Overly. Miller takes it to Huber, pushes the ball deep. Supel takes their hands. Mahoney with her hands, and Ware with her hands, and they call a double on her. She really needed to turn her body around. She had her shoulders, didn't have them square, so they called her on a double. All right, in for the Pirates is Kylie Valesky. And in for the Lynx is Sam Anderson. Back to serve is Rose. Pass by Supel. She got her feet there. Didn't quite get her arms there in time. So she knows what she did wrong. She'll fix it this next one. All right. Albernett has set point. It's 28-27. Rose back to serve. Pass by Mahoney. Up to Klenworth. Out to Morgan Bohr off the block of Kylie Valesky. Valesky sets it up to Huber out of power. And in. That's the game. That's 29-27. Albernett takes set three. All right, so now we're going to game four. Northland won the first one, 25-18. Albernette won the next two, 25-19 and 29-27. All right. Let's hit those sponsors again. F.J. Crowe. Oh, sorry. Just in. North Cedar has won. So tonight's winner of Northland versus Albernette will be against North Cedar. All right. So let's hit those sponsors again. I've got McWright Insurance Agency invites you to contact their office in Walker for all your insurance needs. That's McWright Insurance Agency. Call 319-448-4391. Next, the Lynx Pride Booster Club invites you to become involved by becoming a member. No matter where you live, you can remain active with your continued support. Contact a Booster Club member and find out ways you can help. The next sponsor is DuPont Pioneer, is proud to support local communities across Iowa, where they've been with farmers from the word go for 90 years. Contact your local Pioneer sales representative for all your seed and crop management needs, where science with service delivers success. That's DuPont Pioneer. Also, Jock's Gym is the best gym in town, located in the Coggin Center. Call 319-350-4267. Again, if you didn't hear this, Northland versus Albernette. Northland won the first set. Albernette won the next two, so we're ready to start set four. North Cedar won versus Lisbon. So whoever wins this match will play North Cedar. All right, we're checking the lineups. We're getting ready for set four. And we're going to start with the Lynx are going to have the serve. And that will be Paige Doyle starting us off. Serve is up. Pass from Yoslin up to Rose. Huber at power hits the ball hard at Paige Doyle. She digs it high and goes out of bounds deep. Point Pirates. In for the Lynx is Sam Anderson for Paige Doyle. In for the Pirates is Kylie Valesky. In for Emily Overly. Back to serve is Rose for the Pirates. Sam Anderson to Clenworth to Morgan Bohr. Hits it top of the net. And to Lioslin digs it up, goes across, and goes to Morgan Bohr where she's ready to stop the ball. Point North Lynn. We are now tied with one. Abby Clenworth with the serve. Huber with the pass. Rose to Huber in the middle front. Hits the ball hard at Clenworth, digs it up. Supple to Ware, slices that ball, digs by Miller, and can't save it, Kylie Valesky. Point North Lynn. Back to serve is Abby Clenworth. Deep serve to Yoslin. Kylie Valesky, close ball to Huber, and Ware and Bohr are waiting with the block, straight down. Point North Lynn. Still serving Clenworth. Pass to Huber. Miller tracks it down. Huber takes it over. Mahoney to Clenworth. To Ware. Straight down to Rose. Kylie Valesky. Huber sends it deep. Mahoney saves it. Sam tips it up. Supple takes it over. Kylie Valesky to the middle. It's close. And Emma Ware takes that ball straight down. Again, that Northland, they have a nice net play. They're really strong there. So if you get that ball close to that net, they're usually going to take control, and they usually win those jousts. All right, North Lynn has the lead, 4-1. Still Clenworth serving. Pass from Huber up to Rose. Back to Huber in the middle. Through the block and in. Point Pirates. All right. In for the Pirates is Shookman. That means that Miller's back to serve, and Maddie Valesky is out. Serve from Miller. Pass by Sam. Clenworth with the set to Morgan Bohr. Real quick set. And a net violation on the Pirates. Point North Lynn. North Lynn is up 5-2. We're in set four. Mahoney serves to Maddie Valesky. Up to Rose. Huber on the right side, kind of the middle. Tries to dig that ball, Abby Clenworth, and doesn't quite get it. Point Pirates. Takes Huber out of the front row. She's going to go back and serve. They're down 3-5. Huber with the serve. Sam with the pass. up to the net. Supel tries to help out it, but it came backwards. So point Pirates. Huber to serve again. Pass by Mahoney up to Clenworth, out to Ashley Tollett Power. Maddie Valesky up to Rose. Shookman in the middle. Rose digs. Yoslin to Shookman. Sam Anderson to Clenworth. Morgan Bohr tips the ball down. Rose digs it out. Shookman. Rose pushes it over. Dig by Clenworth. Set by Supel. Ashley Tull hits the ball to Maddie Valesky. Rose back row to Huber. And kill. Abby Clenworth makes a valiant effort on that, but can't quite get it up. Point Pirates. We're in set four. We have tied 5-5. Serve from Huber into the net. Point Northland. Northland takes the lead again, 6-5. Wapello wins their third set, 25-19, to take the match to 3-0. Bohr to serve. Huber passes to Rose, out to Yoslin. And a roll shot to that deep one position behind the setter and before the back middle can get there. Yes, so North Cedar again, they won in three. So we'll be facing whoever the winner is going to face North Cedar on Friday night. All right, hit by Sam Anderson. Kylie Valesky, Rose to Yoslin. Mahoney to Clenworth saves it with a punch. Sam Anderson over. Huber up to Rose. Out to Yoslin. Deep. Bohr takes with her hands. Abby Clenworth to the middle. Abby Toll hits the ball to Maddie Valesky. Rose to back row Huber. Bohr passes it up to Clenworth. Out to power of Sam Anderson. And it's deep. Point Pirates. Back to serve is Kylie Valesky. Pass to Toll. Clenworth out to Toll. Into a block. Waiting of Yoslin and Shookman. I think Shookman took most of that one. But kudos to Yoslin for setting her up nicely and closing it in. All right, back to serve for the Pirates. Still is Kylie Valesky. Pass by Supel, a little high. Morgan Bohr takes it to the front. Sam Anderson passes it over with the free ball. Maddie Valesky up to Rose. Middle of Shookman, rolls the ball. Mahoney to Abby, to Ashley Toll, and slams that ball down. To Kylie Valesky. Point Northland. Valesky comes out. Emily Overlay comes in. Back to serve for the Lynx is Supel. Huber tight to the net. Rose decides to wait. Barely gets it over. Dig by Clenworth. Pops it up. Ashley Toll takes it over. Sorry. I'm going to do Emma Ware, and I said it's supposed to be Toll. All right, so that's a kill for her. 8-8, Supel serving. Pass by Overly, set by Rose. Mahoney picks it up. Clenworth up to Toll. Overly up to Rose. Out to Yoslin. And a deep roll shot again to that zone one. We got to figure out a way to cover that spot. When I coach, I usually tell my girls, you really got to watch their arms. You can tell the difference of a roll and a hit pretty darn quickly. It's a slower arm speed, so you should be able to pick that up and make that transition. All right, point for the Pirates. Maddie Valesky in to serve. Supel up to Clenworth. Ashley Toll in the middle. Hits a block, and no one's there cupping. Toll tries to save herself and couldn't quite get there. She might hit the floor a little hard on that one. Point Pirates. She's still in. Maddie Valesky with a serve. Pass by Supel up to Clenworth. Middle. Ashley Toll slides it over. Huber to Rose, to Yoslin. Supel picks it up. Clenworth chases after it, and Toll hits that ball deep to Maddie Valesky. Rose out to power of Yoslin, hits the block of Ashley Toll. Bohr passes it up. Clenworth takes it back to Ashley Toll, down to Maddie Valesky, and out of bounds on North Lynn's side. Point North Lynn. North Lynn is serving 9-10, so 9-10. Tull is back. That means Ware's in the front row. And Mahoney is out until Tull is done serving. Valesky up to Rose. Back row to Emily Overly. Dig by Tull. Save by Clenworth. Dig by Miller. Over Supel up to Clenworth. Emma Ware tips it over. Overlay to Rose. She dumps it. Clenworth picks it up. Supel pushes it over. Overly to Rose. Out to Yoslin at power. Dig by Toll with one-handed, and it goes out of bounds. That was a heck of a touch, though. I'll give her that. Point, Pirates. Pirates are up 11-9 in the set four. Yoslin to serve. Dig by Supel. Clenworth tries to dump it, and it goes out of bounds. Got to get those passes off the net. I know Clenworth's his front row, but those even close. They got Huber out there blocking her. It's going to be hard for her to take care of those. All right, Yoslin back to serve against 12-9. Morgan Bohr to Clenworth to Emma Ware. Hits the ball down and hits the net on her follow-through, Emma Ware. Point, Pirates. She had a heck of a hit, though. She took Maddie Vleski. She wasn't going to dig that. Or maybe it was overlay. Served by Yoslin. Sam Anderson. Clenworth to Morgan Bohr. Into the net. Point, Pirates. Pirates are leading 14-9. North Lynn takes their first timeout of set four. All right. Let's check out some scores here. We have Holy Trinity sweeps Moulton. And West Branch is 25-15 with a 2-1 set lead. Notre Dame takes set three, 25-20, and they're up 2-1 in sets. All right. Pirates have broken their huddle. They're ready to go, all fired up. Yoslin ready to serve. The Lynx coming back out, regrouping. If we get that passing under control and we can get some confidence back in our front row, I think we'll be just fine. Let's take care of the passes. The serve is up. Pass by Supel up to Clenworth. Emma Ware in the middle, pushes it over. Vleski to Rose to Huber. They threw a fake middle on Miller, so the blockers didn't know who to go to. So hit that ball in the middle back position. Point, Pirates. They're up 15-9. Yoslin to serve. Mahoney shanks the ball. Morgan saves it. Supel takes it over the free ball. Miller takes it up to Rose off the net. Huber goes up for the hit. In between the block and in. Point, Pirates. Still serving for the Pirates. Yoslin. 16-9. Pass by Bohr with her hands. Emma Ware takes it with her hands. Sam Anderson passes it over. Yoslin to Rose, out to Huber. Off the block of Emma Ware, hits the top of her hands and goes out. Point, Pirates. 17-9 in set four. Yoslin to serve. Supel, close ball to Clenworth, pushes it deep. Yoslin to Rose. Huber, blocked by Ware, saved by Vleski. And Pirates struggle to get that ball back. Get that ball over. So point, Lynx. In for the Lynx is Paige Doyle in to serve for Sam Anderson. It is 10-17. The Lynx are down. Serve is up. Maddie Vleski to Rose. To Miller and Huber, both wanted it and did not get that over the net. Point, North Lynn. Doyle back to serve again. Yoslin to Rose, dumps it. Supel digs it up, but it goes in the net, and no one's there to receive it. Point, Pirates. Back in for the Lynx, Sam Anderson in for Paige Doyle. And for the Pirates, Kylie Vleski comes in for Emily Overly. Back to serve, Cassidy Rose. Sam Anderson up to Clenworth. Power of Morgan Bohr into the block. Dig by Emma and push back over. Now we got Miller sending it over the tip. Clenworth picks it up. Emma pushes it over. Rose out to Huber. Blocked by Clenworth. Tip by Miller. Push by Ware out to Power again to Huber. Off of a block and in. Point, Pirates. It is 19-11. In favor of the Pirates right now. Again, that Northland defense just needs that left back, needs to hit her position. Rose to serve. Pass from Supel, close. Clenworth has to take it over. Rose tries to deflect it and save it on her team, but it goes in the net instead. Point, Lynx. Clenworth back to serve. They're trailing 12-19. Huber, close to the net. Into the net. Supel's ready just in case. And point Clenworth, or point Lynx. Clenworth back to serve again. Pass from Valesky up to Rose, middle of Huber. Clenworth digs. Morgan Bohr out to Supel, tips the ball to Huber. Up to Rose. Huber hits off the block. Mahoney saves. Clenworth tracks it down. Free ball from Bohr. Deep one, and Valesky gets there. Rose takes it out to power of Huber. And dig by Anderson. Save by Bohr. Clenworth takes it over. Valesky up to Rose. Out to Huber again. Oh, and right over top of the block. Supel reaches back, gets a hand on it, and then the back row couldn't quite bring that back up. That was a tough shot. All right, point for the Pirates. That is Coach McNeil calling her second and final timeout of game four. Pirates have not taken any timeouts in game four. Again, Albernette is leading in sets 2-1 right now, and they're leading in set 4, 20-13. Winner of this game plays Friday the 30th at 7 p.m. in Clarence, and they will be playing North Cedar. All right, an update. Springville 25, IMS 13. Orioles win the match 3-0. That's a 1A, I believe. Oh, wait, no. Let me think Springville. Let me see if I can find them real quick. They might be 2A. I was thinking Central City is definitely 1A, but maybe Springville is too. Sorry about that. Serve from Miller. Deep serve and out. Point Lynx. Miller comes out. Maddie Valesky comes in. Mahoney to serve. That means Ware is out. And Tull is back in. Pass by Maddie Valesky. Out to Shookman. Push over by Huber. Bohr takes it close. Shookman set. I'm sorry. She blocks the ball into the net and then sets the ball up, and then Albernette could not track that down. So point Northland, my fault. Getting tongue-tied here. Mahoney with the serve up close to the net. And Huber takes it over. And a free ball from Kylie Valesky. Sam Anderson pushes the ball over. They call her for a double. Point Albernette. Albernette leads set 4, 21-15. Huber with the serve. Mahoney up to Clenworth. Morgan Bohr off the block of Shookman, dug by Rose. Shookman out to Huber, deep one. Mahoney saves it. Clenworth saves it again, but Northland could not track it down. Point Pirates. Abby made a valiant effort on that, and I believe she went down and hit the floor hard. We'll let you know how that works out. Coach came out to check on her. We got a trainer out there making sure she's okay. So right now we have a timeout, or an injury timeout, to find out what's going on. All right, let's take a look at our sponsors. Again, we have FJ Krobe Elevator, brings you closer to the next market rally with their target contracts. Best of luck to North Lynn from FJ Krobe Elevator since 1910. Big thanks to McWright Insurance Agency. They invite you to contact their office in Walker for all your insurance needs. That's McWright Insurance Agency. Call 319-448-4391. All right. Abby Clenworth is coming off the court. They are trying to figure out their next sub, so McNeil is coming up to the table to let them know what they want to do. So it looks like Abby will be staying out, and they're trying to find a new player in. Okay, it looks like entering the floor is number 4, Jenna Gallery. And then looks like Paige Doyle in for Sam Anderson. I'm assuming that Paige Doyle is our secondary setter. Okay, looks like Abby Clenworth is all ready to come back in, but McNeil tells her she needs to come sit down for a little bit. They've got to figure that out. And a good smart decision is, since we had that timeout, is to ask the book who our next server is to figure out what our rotation is, because we've got two new girls on the court and they're not quite sure. So the down ref is explaining the order so we don't get out of order and lose a point. Perfectly acceptable, especially on those kind of situations. You can always ask who your next server is, and if there's injuries, they tend to take care of that. All right, so it looks like Paige Doyle is maybe our setter for Northland for this one, and we've got Huber back to serve for the Pirates. Pass by Mahoney, set by Doyle, up to Supel, and deep. She was hitting out of the middle. Point Pirates. That's 23-15. All right, back to serve again for the Pirates is Huber. Gallery passes up. Toll saves it. Morgan Bohr takes it over. Pass by Huber. Up to Rose. Middle with Shookman. Tips it over. Paige picks it up. Morgan picks it up. And then Supel sends it over. Huber to Rose. To Yoslin. Into the net for Northland Point. All right. Substituting back into the Lynx lineup is number 20, Abby Clenworth. Jenna Gallery is coming out. Looks like we're back to normal. The only difference is Paige Doyle is still in the front row for Sam. Morgan Bohr with the serve. Huber with the pass. Rose out to Yoslin with a push off the block of Toll. Clenworth picks it up. Doyle sets it out to Toll. Tips it over to Shookman. Pushes it back. Mahoney to Doyle to Supel. All right, they called four hits on the Lynx. Point Pirates. That's 24-16. Now in for the Lynx is Anderson in for Doyle. Serve from Caitlin Valesky. Pass by Toll too close. Oh, Clenworth saves it. Power, Yoslin. Dig by Clenworth, the wrong direction, and you can't track it down. Point, Pirates. They win set 4, 25-16, which gives them a 3-1 victory over the North Lynn Lynx. So, again, North Cedar will be playing Alburnett on Friday at 7 o'clock in Clarence. Okay, so we just want to say a big thanks for our sponsors. We'll go ahead and finish some of those out that I didn't quite get to. So thank you to the Lynx Pride Booster Club. They invite you to become involved by becoming a member. No matter where you live, you can remain active with your continued support. Contact a Booster Club member and find out ways you can help. DuPont Pioneer is proud to support local communities across Iowa where they've been with farmers from the word go for 90 years. Contact your local Pioneer sales representative for all your seed and crop management needs, where science with service delivers success. That's DuPont Pioneer. Finally, Jock's Gym is the best gym in town, located in the Coggin Center. Call 319-350-4267. Again, thank you to all of our sponsors making this possible to be able to follow the Northland Lynx. They've been following the Northland Lynx for volleyball, and they did football this fall, and I know they did softball and baseball, so big thanks to all of those. Clarence, out of Clarence. They just announced it, North Cedar. It's in Clarence. It'll be Alburnett versus North Cedar in Clarence on Friday. So, again, big thank you there. This is Julie Mather. It was definitely a great volleyball match, especially that game three where it was 29-27, where the Lynx came back and really dialed back in, showed some strong offensive play, some great serving tonight. I think they ended with a really nice match. I think they should be pretty proud of that, and I'm pretty sure McNeil is going to be talking about that. Sad to see the seniors go, but they did an excellent job. Happy to see that Clenworth was able to battle back and come back out on the field, on the court, and finish it. It is her senior year. All right, again, I want a big thanks to our sponsors, and thanks for listening to me. This is Julie Mather here at the Alburnett Gym. Alburnett over North Lynn, 3-1.